Village around Lake Community to hold March 17th.
I'd like to call to order the Committee of the Whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake, March 17, 2014, at 7:18. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Present.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli?
Present.
Trustee Turbin?
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Present.
May I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of March 3, 2014?
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Trustee Simoncelli, seconded by Trustee Wyszynski. Any comment? All approved? Or all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comment? Thank you for being here tonight, everybody. Committee of the Whole, Human Resources and Capital Improvement Plan.
Two is
we need it, and three, only if Mike is out.
Right.
I think that needs to expand somewhere. And this, my projects need to compete with a police project or public works and all-encompassing what are the priorities for everybody.
Right. I thought Trustee Clemens, you were working on a prioritizing plan or somehow we can improve.
Yes, yeah, he has showed it to me. Him and I have started discussions on it. He uses his place, and he showed it to me. We're going to sit down over this next year between the mayor, myself, and the department heads, and we're going to come up with a set of questions for each and every project. That's going to be pertinent, so we know how to put in the budget and what priority it gets.
Each project will have its criteria.
Right.
Based on the level of its criteria that it meets, it will then reach into a priority situation by that scoring, if you will.
Right.
I think it's an awesome plan. I think it's going to simplify some of the work for us. I think we still have to, you know, keep our eyes on it for the most part, but I think it's going to take a lot of the problem solving out of it.
Right. And we'll have to have some additional meetings or some separate meetings to probably go through that the first time because you're looking at a pretty good list already right now. So, but once you do that the first time, going forward, each project gets evaluated as it comes in. So somebody submits a project, anybody can submit a project, we'll have a standard form for it, and it'll go in through the process and we'll take a look at it and evaluate it and see where it falls.
And over the first year or two, we'll come up with a set of criteria.
Right.
And maybe after we start to use it, we'll see. We might have to add something, subtract something, you know, make some minor changes. It might take 2 or 3 years, but eventually we should have a set of criteria to evaluate all projects. And then we can put them in priority.
But I'm glad to hear that because it's been a long time needed instead of getting this in the whole region. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
It's also a good implementation for the direction that we're going, setting the course, looking at it, and using the prioritization process that Chris brought forward, and instead of just saying, well, I think this one's really important, so it should be first. How does it fit into the grant plan? How does it fit into the scope of where we want the village to go? I think it's exciting, really looking forward to rolling up the sleeves and starting to see ideas actually take shape. It'll be good.
I think it's wonderful because you're acting rather than reacting to things.
Yeah. And we did say we wanted to be more proactive.
Right.
So I think this is a far more proactive approach.
Right, it's a true proactive stance. Very good.
I know for some people the numbers are dry, but I think it's very important that we can flip through the pages and ask questions. We really would appreciate it.
That's what we're here for.
So are you going to go into the...
It's going to the committee hall at April 7th, I guess.
Right. Do you want to go into the budget?
So, yeah, that's one. I wasn't sure if you were done with the capital committee yet. So I can hit that too right away. All right. The budget books were handed out today. I want to explain the budget books just generally. Basically, three main sections, an overview, which is a one-page summary, the detail section, which is the meat of the book, and that's where all the funds are, that's the detailed revenue and expense sheets, and within each one of those funds are summary sheets and highlights of the fund requirement. And then in the back of the book, there's another section, and the other section is major revenues, financial forecasts, and capital plan, which is exactly what we have in front of us right before the budget discussion. Remember, the financial plan. A lot of people are not reiterating that, so whatever is in there, they need to come or will have to come back to the board for future approval. everything from capital to new positions need to be decided. What we really want to do tonight is that when you open up the book on the left-hand side, there's a 28-page document in there. This is something new for those of that have been on the board. I try to summarize the entire document in those 28 pages. So again, the plan tonight is because we haven't done a due diligence, I'm going to give you the schedule of that. We're going to do a broad overview tonight. If you have questions or want us to help you, please email me. I can leave with anybody individually or up to two people, but please go through it. I know it's kind of a very hard to get through, but it's very important. The next meeting will have a panel and discussion and a public hearing. It's all been scheduled. It's going to be in the paper on Wednesday, the company notes, et cetera. And if we have to, there's a lot of questions or concerns, we're going to have another meeting. The budget just needs to be approved by April 30th. Under the budget or budget act. Just to let everybody know. So that's the plan on that. Now, quickly, this 28-page document summarizes, again, this big book. What I try to do is show trends, cash balances, and somehow incorporate a fund balance policy we have out there into this document. I was going to go through some of the general funds tonight, but after that, I think you need to take a look at it, read it, soak it in, see the direction we're heading. I told myself I'm going to be doom and gloom, but 3 years off, it's not looking too good. Now, with that said, what this budget did is we are short on the middle management levels in this village. We are very thin from a labor perspective. So this budget, we threw as much as we could in there to get that middle management levels filled and to have decent salary increases for those not under contractual obligations to keep pace with surrounding communities. After putting all that together, I am not so sure how feasible that is, and that is why we need to take a close look at this budget this year. For those who have history in the village, we've been through this before. We had to do a deficit reduction plan, I believe, in 2007. However, at that time, we also had labor through attrition to help us out. We don't have that anymore. I'm going to go through a couple pages. We're going to do it rather quickly. I got an extra bus if you want to follow. I'm sorry.
No.
The next chart, the property taxes.
Wait, can you bring that a little bit more?
the piece of your property tax bill, 63% of it goes to schools. And that's typical. I don't know if Acton's 70% goes to schools.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's one of the reasons we tell people that when your school boards are having their meetings about their budget, how important it is for you to be there and voice your opinion.
Yeah, they have in trouble, so.
Well, I always love it because people start screaming to the village here that our property, the village is doing this and doing that, and they go, no, look at your property tax bill. We are minor.
And in addition to that, for the last, two or three years, we have not been increasing the
tax. It's decreased. $180,000 over the last 3 years of property
tax. The village has been not assessing, well, not assessing, but we haven't been raising that tax. We have been freezing it and just covering the new growth that we're having. So we're doing our best, but the schools aren't. That's where you want to go raise some help.
The schools, park district.
The parks, yeah.
Page 4 again quickly, and I just went through these utility taxes for debt service. I'm going to get into that on a later page. Utility taxes have gone down significantly over the years, so we'll talk about that a little bit. The water and sewer fund is very healthy. There's three major revenue sources there. All of them went up except for sewer fees because the consumption on average has been going down. People are being served. The next page 5, is your consumption chart I was talking about. Last year, the consumption was slightly higher because we all remember last summer was a hot summer.
Can I just add that water consumption going down?
The other two revenue sources, which are major, is more fuel tax, which is slightly down. If you're parking lot, it's like going down every year. So there's charts and graphs in the back on that, too. That correlation used to be with the unemployment. When 2007 recession hit, we were losing 10% of revenue in near parking lot. There were 10% unemployment, and now it's just down. Part of that could be numbers are on the pavement. If it snows, we don't take it, and they can't see the number, they're not going to pay.
Well, we haven't been paying for a
while. I don't know if that's the case.
We're looking at that.
Page 6, this is where we talk about personnel-related expenses. That's why I say one thing I did add in this budget is Public Works' contract got an extra step, so I added an extra step for anybody in the normal, non-contractual part of it. Something we don't have to do, but again, it's in the budget that way. Insurance is killing us. It went up 18% for single coverage last year. It's projected to go up 12-15. That forecast is 12. And risk management's going up really high, and we've got a lot of claims. The other assumption details, as I mentioned at the very beginning, we are trying to get general management here, so there's 1.5 FTEs included for public works, an additional 2.0 for police. In this budget. That, all that has to be vetted through the village board at a future date. Going down at the bottom is a summary of all funds. We go from $22 million down to $17 million. A big chunk of that is capital and MFT and the water sewer funds. Flipping over to page 7. That chart shows that on an operational basis in 2018, we're covering into that time. But with us trying to move money into other village funds, we have an outflow of cash every year. And that's the support of vehicle replacements, street funding, et cetera. Again, anybody has further questions or wants to go through some more detail, give me a call. Page 8, this is the department expenses. Personal related is 58% of our overall general fund expenses, which is actually low. I've seen it as high, at least when I work in other municipalities, as high as 80%. Contractual services on that are somewhat high, and that is because of garbage fees. About $1 million of garbage fees are in there. And it's also, of course, by revenue collection. I'm not going to go through page 8 through 11. There's the major expenditures per department,
a listing by category of their expenditures going out to 2020 and highlights. So we keep on going to then page 12. The general fund cash reserves, that's what everybody needs to look at. I have two forecasts there. One is the top one. See that chart? You're seeing red in 17-18. That's not a good sign. No red. I don't want to see red. The forecast below is what I presented last year to the village board. The difference is about $500,000 of operating expenses added to the budget for 15 and then going out to there. There. So we need to take a close look at that in the future.
And that's primarily related to the middle management.
And remember, we're not unique here. Schools are going through this well. Other communities are going through this. There's very few communities now. The Schaumburgs, the Vernonville, the huge sales tax people that probably don't have to worry as much as we're not in a rule. We don't have as many options as they do. So we're not the only ones here probably going, wow, look what's happening, you know, 5-10 years from now, et cetera. And keep on going. The rest of the document goes by fund type and then by fund. And each one has a major revenue source, a major expenditure, and I included comments this year and graphs and charts for every single one. I prefer tonight not to go through all this because we haven't seen it, but so that you read it, we go through specific questions at the next meeting. This should be very informative and very clear of the direction we're heading. Greg or Sue, finance liaison, do you have any specific comments or questions?
No, I would just, again, just as Steve is doing, urge people to take a look at it. If something doesn't make sense, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah,
I'd say they hear. And there's no stupid questions. The finance chair, because it's complicated in many cases.
Again, I know numbers are dry to some people. I think the important thing is really take a look, close look at this document, and if you have a specific question, let's say on a debt service fund, then go to that debt service area in this book. I think this will really help this year.
Mm-hmm. The pension reform in the Mr. Session?
Well, that's interesting. If you look at page 28, it is interesting how high our property tax levy has gone, but our percent funded has basically remained the same. And that is because of the different state laws that they have passed impacting us, and we have to increase our village levy, but that funding level remains pretty much around high 57%. So, yes. And we use the actuarial assumptions from the state of Illinois, not an independent actuary. I can tell you next year the police pension levy will go down to $65,000. We already have that reading done. And we usually follow the state.
So Steve, if we did go with an independent actuarial report instead of the state, what do you think?
Next year it's $1,000 off. That's it.
Okay.
It used to be a higher discrepancy because of the state. The independent actuarial has different assumptions like higher salary increases. Therefore, their property taxes were much higher than the state. The state has now gotten a little closer to some of the independent actuarials that we've done. But again, it's only up $1,000 next year, which is quite a higher than usual. We've not been that close.
The first part of it, I'm going to be down in Peoria. They have the ITCFA, the Police Pension Requirements Fund. We have our yearly conference meeting down there, so it's going to be interesting to see how many funds have changed around or trying to come out of the basement. Because last year when I left, I felt good because I thought we were at the top end of the scale versus other villages. We were doing very well, and we're not where we should be. But yet there are so many places out there that are just years and years in arrears. Wow, we haven't paid their yearly contributions up to date, and they are so far behind, it's really bad.
But I don't want to belabor that point, but on page 27, there's a chart there that has future and repayments as a reserve, we have a minimum of $5 million for the future needs. Even though we're 57-59 on average percent funded, we have a decent reserve there for the future. Now, the same thing, though, that's not enough.
That speaks to how you've always been very conservative with our finances in every way, shape, and form. While there's a certain doom and gloom atmosphere, that's if everything falls on the back side of everything that could go wrong.
I think that's what you're looking at here. I guess that's the point, too.
Right? So we have to keep that in mind. However, what looks this year to be doom and gloom could be worse next year. So if we're following a conservative point of view, we're still helping next year when if it does get better or worse. We're still helping next year, so we're not as far behind on that eight ball. We're looking at the future in a very retrospective way so that we're prepared. A lot of villages don't have that guy. So,
but you got to remember, 3 or 4 years in the 40s, a few years ago, we took the market hit, and we would have been our pension fund, along with everybody else, took a big hit. And it's just lucky that we made some investments and made some moves with money, and that we recovered very quickly with our people that helped us with this stuff.
And
a lot of people didn't recover.
There have been a few things just within the village in and of itself, too, that have worked to our benefit of some extra money that we weren't planning on. And we left ourselves open for those possibilities, but we still have to prepare. If it doesn't come through, what are we going to do and how do we fund our future?
Remember that. We just started replacement funding, 2 years ago, and the street's only a year ago.
So we're still taking baby steps to get there, but we're at least going in the right direction. And let's remember, too, that, when I first came on this board in particular, our spending was very haphazard. We wanted, and we sort of, set the money aside. The departments pretty much had carte blanche as to how many slush funds and extra, little hiding holes they had for extra money. And then the board finally said, because the recession was getting tougher, we said, no. We have to stop this. We have free spending. We have to now come to a real plan. And with Steve's help, it's kind of like going as you're within your home to a financial planner. That's what Steve is doing for us, and we're setting up our future in a conservative measure, but for our future. This is an awesome way to go. And then, of course, the capital plan, setting up the criteria, all these pieces have measurements that are going to help us with this budget to move forward. So all these pieces are just now beginning to fit after 2 years. I think this is awesome. This is fun. If we can say money is fun. Well, the money is. It's the place.
My last comment as far as tonight, as far as the budget is, the next meeting also, I'm working on a comparable survey for populations between, let's say, 15 to 25,000. That don't have our districts and libraries, and we're going to take a look at us compared to them. We pretty much know probably where we span as far as like sales tax, but it's going to be interesting to see how we span like with labor costs per capita and other items like that per capita. And that's what I'm trying to get together before the next meeting.
And that's new.
That's new. I want to do that annually. Let's see where we stand compared to other communities our size and state of Illinois. The state has an excellent database out there of different types of financial reports.
It gives our village a direction, too. If we need to pick up on the sales tax, we know we have to work hard on bringing new business in, and we have to find ways to do that, which I know you're working with. So, again, all these pieces are intricately woven into this budget as part of the working plan, and it's going to be interesting to see this all finally work. Can you tell me, please?
I just like to say thank you, Steve, thank you, Sue, and Brett, for the hours that you put into this. Just one thing that I want to make mention of, and we've touched on it a little bit, that again, reiterate the fact that we have to look at this. Everybody review it. This isn't etched in stone. But we've talked about for the last year about the direction of Round Lake and where it's going. And the direction that we are starting to move in with having a new plan, getting our comprehensive plan in shape, defining our territories, defining what our zoning projects are going to be, making Round Lake as marketable as it can possibly be. Those things don't happen easy and they don't happen free. Some of the expenses that we're looking at today is what we're trying to shape for the future of Round Lake. A lot of these things are just ideas in conversation. Steve Grass makes note what the prioritization process that Greg is going to be working on with us, those things will start taking shape. So remember, it's not just about the numbers at this point. They still have to get in front of the board. The ideas have to be prioritized. We have to put together good, strong packages. We have to really work hard on economic development. You can only cut so much out of a budget until there isn't anything left. And I think we've already been there. We've experienced it. That's why we're missing middle management. Not short of it. We're missing it. And some of those things that we're talking about with development is not going to happen without that. Now, I'm not saying that the answer is throw a big dollar up on there and just spend it. We're all going to have to start thinking outside of the box. How do we get it out of the shoestring budget? But we have to remember where we're going. I was at Lake County Roundtable, Leaders Roundtable Summit that Aaron Lawler started. We had our second meeting in Lakeville last week. And all of the municipalities that were represented there, Steve made mention, we're not alone. And trust me, we're not alone. I listened to the administrator from Antioch. One of the biggest things that they're dealing with now is how do they retain their retail businesses? They're losing them to Wisconsin. They're trying to talk to the county to make 173 an interchange. That would be good for their economic development. It would help retain the businesses that they have. And I'm going, all I want is a couple miles of road to extend Cedar Lake Road to bring some retail in. Because what you guys are trying to retain, we don't even have. And we're still doing well. We might be doing better than they are. Keep that in mind. This isn't isolated to Round Lake. We've been doing a good job up to this point. So, yeah, if you look out and see if you have some red letters, red numbers on there in the future, but those go away with a grocery store. Those go away with a gas station. Those go away with some retail business. And not huge amounts of it either at the start. We have to really focus on that. I congratulate all of you for the hard work that you've done.
In the past, that's always been discussed, but we've never had a real plan or vision to get us there, to that kind of planning and a real program. You know, we've had a downtown plan, if you will, and yet we never knew what the county was going to do with Cedar Lake Road, so we spent all this money and we still didn't even know if what we had was usable. So I finally feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I finally feel like we're doing, instead of the cart before the horse, we're putting the horse first, and we're taking the right steps to get to the end result that is going to make the difference for us. So thank you for that direction and that leadership.
The nice thing about this administration is we have the mayor and administration who is sharing information with the trustees. Prior administration helped us back, and that's why we didn't know what was going on with the county. There's things going on there that trustees weren't privy to. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, for including the board and being on top of the negotiations with the county.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
And very approachable and sit down with the residents just to shoot it and go over stuff.
He said he was going to have the open door.
Yeah,
really have the open door.
Really?
Yeah.
Any other comments? Steve?
Cost money to get money?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And we can only go up. We have the lowest per capita sales tax in the state, and we can only go up. Something to look forward to. You know, I don't want to be doing little. We have good people here. We are, you know, successful. We've done very well with limited resources, and I think we will be in the future. Ask questions, like Greg said, there's no stupid questions, really. That's all I have.
We're not going to buy you a Reaper's outfit. Thank you, everybody. Public Works and Facilities.
No, I just want to see if Vicki's really throwing so bad.
All I'm asking is, if you can please get your surveys in.
April 3, right?
Excuse me?
April 3. Can you put a deadline on there? I have a mark on my calendar, I promise.
No, that's not me.
No,
we didn't put out a survey.
Okay.
I want to know if special density is based on there. If you could get those back in, and... bad turnout the other day, just so we all know. Unfortunately, as I explained in the meeting, if it's going to be less than the five of us that were there, probably not going to happen. Because there is a lot of work that goes into it, and there's no way the five of us can do it.
Really?
We've done it.
Two people. Three people.
Well, are you talking about Arbor Day, or when are you talking? I'm sorry, hometown. Our table, I'll go over there.
His street has always been that Arbor Day starts, or the hometown fest starts slow, and then as we get closer and the
re-planning.
Yeah,
I bold more less. I really think that plays a part in the day's event and the day's attendance was because of da-da-da-da, and then da-da-da-da.
Yep. Unfortunately, the day that you picked for the meeting, the day that you picked for the meeting, I know I can't make it that day, and I know he can't make it that day, so if we could, if you could just send us, like, quick meetings, notes. Updates, so that we can, you know, participate from the peripheral, that would help.
You want to meeting date? Days, I mean? Or dates?
Unfortunately, we think that I would be able to do that. Because right now my calendar is taking everything else except my date. Okay. So it's every other Thursday, basically. Yeah, it's going to look like 2 weeks month, right? Yeah. Well, it's more because it's an alternating off. So that's that day. Yeah. Yeah, it's on the website as well under events.
Thanks, Vicki. Mm-hmm. Go on. Administration. What do you know? Something came to my attention a couple weeks ago. We had a person coming in to open a new club called Sky. It's where the old Millennium Club was. And with his calendar playing out, he would like to open approximately 3 weeks before the new liquor licenses are due. We do not prorate liquor licenses. So if he wanted to open up, he'd pay us $1,200, 3 weeks later he'd do it again. I talked to administration and I thought that that's an extravagant amount and that we should prorate something. Had several conversations and we finally agreed upon the full amount up to the last 3 months of the year, of the fiscal year, and then we would do a flat rate fee at, was it half price?
We no, or 25% of the
total cost. 25%
So 25% for that last 3 months.
So if you pay 300 months.
If we're not going to be a friendly village, where are we going to get people to come to business?
Exactly.
So that's what we're recommending, and hopefully the board has no problem with it. Move forward.
Move forward.
Thank you.
So on that, board member.
Yep.
We are most fortunate.
Okay, Eric, you got the solicitation.
Yes, the solicitation ordinance that brought us forward, there was a slight change to the state statute. I don't know if you guys remember, we had to revamp our solicitation code 2 years ago because of the new state statute that came out requiring municipalities to allow certain organizations to solicit in the public right. There was an update to that statute, and so we needed to update our village code accordingly. It's just a simple update that provides that they can submit four intersections and we can choose one of the four.
So basically, if we see a problem at a certain intersection, we can say not to that location, but we'll take into consideration one of the
others.
I would like to go in two locations that I've noticed at this point.
We did not put those down as mandatory, as those are the only two. I think that's more of where most people choose to go and where our police are more comfortable with them going. But that has not been a codified, because we could not codify that under first case statute, could they do that?
Okay. That's the board that acted on two locations, 154 and Sioux Lake, and then not at Fairfield 154.
Do you not believe that was ever
codified?
I don't believe that was ever codified, no. I think that was talked about in the before case when we were going through all of this.
That in a minute. Okay.
Can you codify it? I don't think you could at the intersection.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's what I can. I mean, I cannot remember this specifically. I'm just saying. I just don't believe that you can legally understate that. So that's what I'm saying. I don't think you did.
I know we did have the discussion, but I think my client actually said we couldn't actually take photos.
Yeah.
So
I think that was more of just something on the staff level we talked about. That's where we would steer most people. One, that's where most people want to go. And two, because of, especially now, that the state statute says that we define the first one, which may be one of those that's preferred in another state, we can choose one of the other three, which would likely be the preferred one. So.
We'll take it forward to the next board member. Last but not least, employee recognition. We've been playing with this for about 2 months now.
There's things that you have out. There's actually four categories.
Right, there is.
There's 25, 50, 75, and
100. Yeah. We're under those packages ending up. One pack was 25, one was 50, one was 75, one was 100. So, the $5 package. $25 pack was for the first 5 years. The 50 was going to be for 10, 75 for 15, and then the $100 pack for 20. Then after that, we decided that if we have 25, 30, we get cash bonuses of $250 and $300 for the 25 and 30. So, if they have the office decided to staff, then we probably get some kind of a nice certificate or made up so we can give them that with the certificate so they have something to hang on the wall. I quickly, Steve gave me a listing of all our employees and start dates. So real quickly, just starting this year, the employees, we would have 11 employees eligible, one for a 30-year, one for a 15, eight of them would reach 10, one reaches a 5. So cash value with those booklets there and the cash we give out to the 30-year person would cost us $800 plus whatever certificates cost.
Who's that 30-year person?
30-year person is...
Joe Malador.
Joe Malador will hit 25 next year. So, anyway, I figured out $800 this year plus certificates. Next year, I added it up, which is 600 plus certificates. The following year, 425. So to cover our 44 employees over the next 5 years, we'd be less than $3,000 in expenditures plus the certificates we need. And then start the process all over again every 5 years. So that's what your cost would be, and it would affect 11 this year, 7 next year, 9 the following year, 11 and 17, and then 6 and 18. So.
I think that's such a
negligible
amount.
Mr. Toom and Boom, by the way, did budget $2,500 for next year's budget.
He's got a lot of years. So
keep employees happy.
Yeah.
Keep employees happy.
Keep morale.
You got the 25?
You got the 25. There you go, buddy. I just
want those little things.
You spend the other one down this way?
So what I was going to do. For how many years did we not give away?
Well, three. So what I was going to do is, well, this is what the staff had agreed to at a staff meeting with these parameters, with certificates that we had talked about once at one time. I've looked it online and I've been getting some quotes, but if I say buy 100 bikes, then we would give out special bikes if they wanted to or something like that also. I mean, the cost will be, Steve has already put more than the budget that we're going to spend, guaranteed.
That's just because the mayor wanted the Omaha steak
package. That's right. But the most, for 2 years, in 14 and in 17, we're going to affect 11 employees, and from then on down, it goes as little as 6 up to 9. So, I mean, it's not like we're going to be doing 30 people every year. It's not going to happen. So, I think it'll be good, and hopefully it's going to make the employees feel better in its recognition. And what I was thinking is maybe we decide, like, this year we have 8 people in 10 years, so maybe like in June, let's just pick a date in June or July, and one of the board meetings, we'll just invite all 10 of them up and do a presentation and do it all at once instead of trying to, you know, hit their birthday or anniversary, I mean, their anniversary dates because they're all throughout the year. So we'll just do a nice big ceremony.
I think it'll be more individualized than that. It's their own exhibition, though, all
yeah.
of the group.
Totally agree.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Well, like at the board meeting, maybe to their anniversary, and so we're grouping them all together. So that they get...
I think they feel more special.
Yeah.
Or it's like, if we do, like, one of the, within that month, you know, all people for that month, at that month.
Just kind of at least try to, yeah, that's a little bit. I mean, you don't have, you have like only, you have even more hands, but you've been there, would imagine that two of them are 1 month. I mean,
whatever you wish.
What do you do with the ones inside?
I mean, how's the one that makes it more like an actual just design
part? 1 to 5 years, say?
5 years, it starts at 5.
It's 5 years, I would say 1 to 5, so it's okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what they do at state, at the beginning of the month. This sort of thing that you have now, all of the kids come along and do that. And then, you know, certificates you're going to back it up with, the individual manager or supervisor or person that actually works with that person actually walks up and says, thank you very much for your service. And that's usually right there in the department with all the rest of his peers. The other team.
Well, that's better.
And that's the way where we're at. Well, mind you, I only have 121 people that report to you.
That's
good.
So, if I look at that, they just would do it once a year. That's why I came up with that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got rewarded at one big company function. And
right.
And calling you up. And
but this is an every month thing.
Yeah.
It allows everybody to come in and talk. It gives you a reason to come together. Right, and then the individual hears your certificate for doing what you're doing. Thank you very much. And you actually get shaken by the person who actually reports you.
Well, I'm going to write this up. If everybody agrees, if they like their program, I'll write it up. I'll give you what I think it's going to be. I'll try to get some certificates so we can figure out what that is. And then next month, I'll use that. Hopefully, I'll find out what happens.
And
$25 gift card, so that's a $25 big, that's
gift card, but if you just have their choice, we're offering them a gift to make it a little bit more personal. But if they'd rather have me to gift card,
it's a good idea.
There's some people that'd rather have the gift card versus anything in those books. Miles has to get.
Right. So it's right then if somebody, let's say somebody worked for 10 years at their anniversary and time, they're going to get a $50
gift card. $50 pick up a gift that we have a gift package or they're going to get a $50 gift card.
Can I have your name and address for the record?
Yeah, I found out that too, but I'm Lauren Mateo, M-A-T-E-J-A. Where is the 70 last year ago?
Thank you. Can I put it easily to tell you that 50 versus 25? How much would that have been up for that budget week with this starting with this range?
Well, it's just that at the 20-year mark that we guess we give out cash bonuses like 2 to the 25 to 30.
Okay. So always those to look relatively within September?
I'll figure it out both ways. I'm like, no. I'll put the inverse charge.
That would be $50.
I'll keep, 5 years almost kind of in line 5 and 10.
Okay, you're well. You're almost done.